the decisions that we make about our life, you know, whether we choose to buy this thing or that thing, or growing up with a culture that remembers how a certain ad played and what it stood for and what it was about and how that became like a part of culture. These kind of things are recognized by places like the Lurys. They celebrate the best in brand communication. They do it for Africa and the Middle East. And this year just wrapped up. So I thought it'd be good to catch up with the CEO of the Lurys, Pritesh Sirwaj, who joins me on the air now. Pritesh, welcome back to 5FM. How's it going, man?
All good. Hey, thanks for having me on. Good to be chatting with you.
It's great to chat to you, too. I know Lurys just wrapped, and I also know that you guys did continue last year, and you had largely an online version of what you were offering. And then, you know, now with things sort of opening up a bit, you guys were able to host an actual event that kind of, you know, I imagine, able to breathe a bit of life back into things. But how did it go? Just broadly speaking, how was it?
So it went really well, very well received by everyone who attended. I think I can honestly say they were ecstatic to be able to be together, because our industry thrives on people meeting and sharing ideas, and that's what we're able to do.
Talk to me, you know, so if you look at, like, over the course of the last year and a half, everyone, no matter what industry you're in, you know, people have less money to spend, budgets are slashed, and at the end of the day, the only thing left is really, like, how do we think creatively about this? How do we change? And something like the Lurys, you know, obviously you guys are sort of at the center of trying to figure that question out. Mm-hmm. And I wondered, you know, how have things changed? I mean, what kind of innovation did you see come out this year?
Yeah, so I think the key thing, you're right. Innovation's the right word. We're in innovation water at the end of the day and finding the best communication. But one of the things we're seeing is things that really impact people. So more long-form type work where people can spend time actually engaging with it. Things that have a little bit of a surprise value to it. So, for example, in Dubai, Adidas put up a billboard on the beach. There was actually a swimming pool designed as a billboard for women to be able to swim in. And that was one of our Grand Prix winners. So the innovation is actually coming from just doing things that are appropriate for the environment itself and being appreciative of the time that people have available to engage with the media.
So every year there are trends, right? There's certain kind of ways in which people are trying to get messages out, and those things are informed by the culture, they're informed by the pulse. What were the trends this year? I mean, what kind of things did you see a lot of? And I mean, particularly with things that worked, you know, things that excited you.
Yeah, so I think the biggest trend is obviously across the entire digital landscape. There have been a massive spike in terms of innovation and work in that space itself. But interestingly enough, what you also saw was in certain areas like print, where I wasn't expecting to see a huge increase in work. You're seeing a lot more work coming out in print, a lot more work coming out in areas such as film itself. So the key trends that seems to happen is that the product mix, I mean, in terms of a communication mix, should not be limited to one area, such as digital. It really should be a full mix in terms of your communication. The only area I will say that absolutely saw a massive decline was obviously live events. And that just came from the world that we're in right now. But in other areas, just continue spending in that, continue working in those areas, and you'll get the eyeballs that you want.
And Pritesh, as a parting question, you know, we thrive on creativity in South Africa. Are you optimistic? I mean, do you think that we've adapted well to COVID? Do you think that we've got good ideas about how we're going to go forward?
Yeah, so it's not even my opinion. It's the opinion of our jury presidents who came from all over the world to be part of this. And I think, yes, absolutely. South Africa, and in fact, the entire Africa, Middle East region, which we serve, is strong, vibrant, creative, and is able to work in this environment. And that's why one of the things we absolutely saw is that despite the challenges of COVID, our region was still able to communicate, create, and be in touch with consumers better than most other regions around the world.
That's good. That's exciting to hear. Pritesh Sirwaj, it's great to catch up with you, CEO at the Lurys. Congrats on the year that's been, and good luck to the future, man.
Amazing. Thank you so much. Good chatting.
We'll put this on the catch up so you can hear it again if you like. 5fm.co.